second hour of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Jason and Peter are also with us from the Motorhome Diaries, motorhomediaries.com. We're going to get into their story about what happened at the Canadian border here in a bit. We're going to keep taking your phone calls because you're on the line. You want to talk to us about whatever you want. That's the point of the show. You can bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Just to go back for a moment, for those of you that are just tuning in, you missed what happened at the end of last hour. There was a guy that called in, Joe from Wisconsin, and he did his best to tell us a very confusing story. And so I was just poking around to see if I could figure out exactly what it was he was trying to communicate. And I think we did kind of, through asking several questions, manage to ascertain the kind of the basics of the story. And the gentleman he was talking about, apparently he is one of the writers over at Prison Planet or Infowars.com. He was saying that apparently these a group of realtors that was previewing his home did indeed go to the DEA and snitch him out for possibly manufacturing methamphetamine. He was indeed tipped off by the local sheriff that the raid was going to happen, which helped him avoid some major heartache and having guns pointed at him and that sort of thing. So it was nice of the sheriff to at least make that phone call. But it says here in his article where he tells his own story, and does a much better job, by the way, he says that he talked to one of the DEA agents and asked him about why this happened. He said, "Are realtors being trained by the DEA to sniff out drugs these days?" The answer he was given was that real estate companies are being given DEA courses on how to identify certain types of drug manufacturing processes and how to report them. Anytime a methamphetamine lab is suspected, the DEA must be called in because of the hazardous materials involved. So the short answer, he says, is yes. And I think that's kind of the most meaty portion of the story. What he was trying to also tell us was that these folks were having financial troubles, and it was all kind of jumbled together as far as what happened when and what happened as a result of what.
The idea is that the real estate agents were preying on these people to some extent. And if they're getting a kickback, I'd say that, yeah, they are.
Yeah, I don't know about all the kickbacks, but I will say that it's a disturbing story nonetheless, and I guess these folks are looking for help. I don't know if it's to save their house or to get them moved out somewhere else. But as he said, there is a thread over at the Free Talk Live BBS. All right, so let's go back to your calls. Mike is in Slovakia, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Mike?
Well, I wanted to talk to Jason and Peter. Are they still close by?
Certainly. Oh, well, I should probably turn their mics on. Go ahead. Or their mic.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike. How's it going, bud?
Hey, it's all right.
What's on your mind tonight, Mike? Go ahead.
So we're going to have a sing-along first. It goes like this. Blame Canada. Blame Canada. With all their beady little eyes and flapping heads so full of lies. Blame Canada. Blame Canada. We need to form a full assault. It's all Canada's fault. It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along. Blame Canada, et cetera.
Very good.
We love that, Mike. This is Mike, by the way, of nostate.com. So always great to hear from you.
Yes, the stateless man, or one of the stateless men.
Stateless ex-American or something, yeah. Not as big a splash as Jeff Nabel did a couple weeks ago, but that's all right.
Did you Jeff Nabel, the guy in India who tore up his passport on the grave of Mahatma Gandhi and then proceeded to declare himself a sovereign, stateless man, and did it all in front of the so-called authorities, and they actually patted him on the back and told him that he was free in India, that they didn't care.
Very interesting. I would think Gandhi would like that.
I think so.
Fantastic. Yeah, that was all kinds of cool. I'm hoping to get together and talk to that guy at some point, but it hasn't happened yet. We'll see.
You should make him a blogger on your website.
I should make him a blogger on my website?
Yes, it's nostate.com.
Nostate.com, and I think Jeff's website is freeofstate.org, if I recall correctly. So
right.
What else is going on tonight,
we're
Mike?
We're competitors here in the blogosphere, so I don't know. You know, we can competitive or something. So
I'm
glad
a friendly
you guys
competition.
Aren't in jail again.
What's that now?
I say I'm glad you guys aren't in jail again.
Yeah, well, we enjoy our freedom, so it's just not in Canada.
Yeah, it was funny, though, as we're in the waiting room, we actually, once we did write down the point-by-point, because we both had a pen and paper with us, since it wouldn't allow any recording devices, we actually discovered that we were being held by them for over 5 hours, and I was drawing all these parallels, like the temperature was very cold, and we kept saying, like, when are we going to be free to go? And the answer was soon. And, it, you know, we kept saying all these parallels that we put up with in Jones County.
Yeah, like, I read the play-by-play, and, ugh. One thing I wanted to say is you got the bureaucrats' numbers. Get me their names and, you know, find somebody who can get me their photos. I'll publish them.
Well, here's the thing. They you cannot get their names. They are so afraid of that. And this is like they're bureaucrats. They don't mind being a number, you know, in the system. They love it. Their numbers are very large on their bulletproof vest.
They're proud of their numbers. Yes.
And they'd love to give us all numbers one day, probably.
Thank you, Mike, for the call. It's nice hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And so these numbers that these bureaucrats have, the border guards, allows them to essentially hide behind their badge in a way that's pretty unique. That I think most of the bureaucrats in this country do still have names, but apparently not in the Canadian border guard.
Yeah, they say they don't represent themselves. They speak for the state.
Right. How interesting. Agents. When are they going to get little masks to hide their faces, too?
Well, we've seen photos of, like, drug enforcement agency people with masks. They don't want their identities out.
Yeah, and one of the border bureaucrats who was doing a lot of our cyber stalking online to find out about who we were and who kind of interrogated us, she later told us when I was picking up our gear as we were fixing to leave that she doesn't want to see her name online, and she said, you guys have a presence online, and I'm just working for the government, and you know, da da da. And I said, look, I have this written down on the post related to this at motorhomediaries.com, but I said, you know, you voluntarily took this job, and you said, you know, you're choosing to enforce these things, and ultimately, like, they can put whatever they want on these pieces of paper, but you're the one who's ultimately enforcing them, so you need to be held accountable.
That's right. She's responsible for what she's done. It's easy for them to just say to themselves and say to you, oh, I'm just doing my job, as though that's, oh, well,
that's what they said at Nuremberg.
Big deal. Right. That is what they said at Nuremberg, and it didn't work there, and it shouldn't work now. You're the one who made the choice to take that job, and you continue making the choice to go to it every single day, and you make the choice to obey everything that you're told. You could very well make the choice to say, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to screen this vehicle. No, I'm not going to engage in this tyrannical behavior anymore. But of course, then that might put her job at risk, and well, then she might have to go find another one, which probably won't have as nice perks, because if you actually work in the marketplace, you don't get the same kind of bennies that the government people do.
Well, also there's another sort of human to human reaction that she could do, is like, I agree with you guys, and you should be kind, and then likely she would be treated kindly in the report afterwards.
Except she doesn't agree, because if she actually agreed, she wouldn't be doing what she's doing.
If she was concerned about if what her concern was being treated well, or perhaps securing her identity, the best way to do that is not to say, to give some order, I don't want to see my name online.
That
the best way
with.
To secure that is to, you know, be nice about it and treat people humanly with kindness.
Let's talk to Karen in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Karen. Karen,
oh,
are you
hi.
There?
Hi. Well, I can hear you much better now.
Well,
I actually was trying to get this question in while the pastor was on the line, but I'll ask you.
Never had a pastor
instead.
On tonight. You must be listening to a different radio program. But you can ask your question. We'll do our best to answer it.
Okay. I want you to tell me why it is that judges, the court system, the state, the judiciary, can divorce couples who got married in the church. I want you to tell me.
Because nobody gets married in the church. Very few people get married in the church. And they get married in a church, but they don't get married exclusively in a church. They're married under the auspices of the state. Most people get a state marriage license. The marriage is officiated by the state. It's just kind of performed by the church.
Well, that's right. The church turns the pastor the state turns the pastor into a bureaucrat when he signs the marriage license that the couple went and got ahead of time.
Yeah, they voluntarily chose to get the state marriage license. And so in order to get the state marriage license annulled, they have to go through the state's process, which the state owns you. I mean, the marriage agreement with the state is an agreement between you, your loved one, and the state. And why anyone would want to voluntarily enter into an agreement like that, I don't really understand it. And I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I think it should just be a church, but that's just not how it is.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining us tonight, the boys from Motorhome Diaries are here. Jason Talley, Pete Ayer, both former crashers-in-chief of a organization that was once great. And now they're part of the Free State Project. They're moving up to Keene, New Hampshire, probably sometime in early 2010, I would guess, because you're going to spend the rest of the year pretty much on the road doing motorhome diaries, and we're going to get into some of the details on that here as far as they got stopped at the border by the Canadian Border Patrol guys, and it was not a pleasant experience. We'll get to that, but first we continue with your phone calls. Scott is in Wisconsin, and you're on Free Talk Live. Scott.
Hey, amigos, how you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Scott?
I just wanted to ask you guys, and I'd like to have your partners in their comment about this, too. I was listening to a show the other day about our Second Amendment, and that's a right to bear arms and hold them, and it might not be infringed. First of all, I wanted to ask if all you guys own guns, and second of all, do they carry one in their motor home there? And I would also want to ask how you guys would feel if the day comes that they take away all the guns from the private owners. And do you think that...
All right, you're up to three questions. Let's just start with the first three. Do you own guns, Pete and Jason? Is there one at least in the motorhome in Marv? And how do you feel? I've already forgotten the third question.
This is Pete. I do own firearms. I think I have responsibility to protect myself and my property and hopefully people around me. When we're in the States, there are two firearms. We've kept disassembled locked in a separate container from ammo, which is also locked. The only difference is when we're in a state where open carry is legal, I will open carry, not so much to, you know, deter crime, but just to encourage others to ask, you know, what are you doing? A lot of people say, are you a law enforcement officer? And I say, no, why do you ask? And then that gives a good opening for me to say, hey, like, just because someone wears a badge, it doesn't give them extra rights. And as for your third question, what was it?
God, I'm glad I'm not the only one. What was the third question again?
Well, I was just asking them if the guys come in.
If they try to take our guns. I mean, there's no way. There's tens of millions of gun owners in the States. There's a lot of people who have, you know, firearms that aren't registered. There's people who can make firearms, people who bear firearms. I mean, there's no way that we're ever going to be a defenseless society.
Yeah, and this is Jason. I don't carry weapons, but I'm very glad that Pete does. I consider my body a weapon.
I'm feeling a little pain just looking at it.
So, does that answer your question?
Well, did Mark say comment yet, or?
Oh, it would be against the law for me to own a firearm. I'm a convicted felon.
And how about you?
I have an AK-47 downstairs.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to all the listeners to know, because I knew that our great government that is going to try to implement that they can come and take our guns away, and I don't think it'll ever be defeated.
They've already come and taken my guns away.
Yeah, but they haven't went and took away 300 million guns if it's across America. So
no, but most people will probably turn them in.
And one thing I would say, though, is, I mean, if this is something you're scared of, then don't pay in. Don't give them the money to purchase these firearms. You know, don't pay the taxes. If it's something you don't believe in, if it's immoral, then don't do it.
That's just it. I think that's a big deal. I think a lot of people really need to start seriously considering not giving this criminal organization known as the federal government, and of course all your local state governments are criminal as well, but to a lesser extent, not giving this criminal organization your money on a voluntary basis anymore. I think I forget who it was that said this, and I'm sure I'm doing a poor job of paraphrasing it, but let them protest as long as they keep paying their taxes. Who cares how many signs they wave and how much they chant? I couldn't help but think about that today. I was watching some videos. The anti-terrorist has a few new videos out, and he recommends another YouTube channel in his one of his more recent videos. And I went to this other YouTube channel that he was recommending, and it was a video called The Megaphone Wars. And so there was this guy in Great Britain. It seems like a pretty good channel. This guy in Great... It's not really a principled, liberty-oriented channel, but these guys aren't afraid to use a video camera and a megaphone, and I have a real appreciation for that kind of activism. So they're out on the streets. There's a big anti-war protest over there in the UK, and it's your typical kind of... Thank you for the call, by the way. You dropped. Your typical kind of anti-war shouting rally where a bunch of hippies are all standing around and chanting, which is what most people do during rallies, is somebody starts a chant and people start chanting as though anybody cares. And so go ahead.
No, we won't go.
Right. Wave your signs. End the war now. Chant all you want. The people that are sitting in the legislative office buildings don't care what you're saying. They don't care. You can make as much noise as you want to make. They will not be influenced by you. What's going to change things is people actually being willing to do more than just wave a sign or more than chant into a megaphone. And the guy that was making the video actually pointed out that what he was pointing out was the juxtaposition between the people that were chanting mindlessly into the megaphone and then two people that had there were megaphones all over the darn place. Well, one lady had a megaphone. She was actually speaking in sentences into it, actually talking through the megaphone and making points, and the police hauled her off. And then this other guy who was behind the video camera, he had his own megaphone. One of his buddies was there. He passes the camera to him and starts going off on his megaphone. And again, he wasn't doing mindless chanting. He was actually making cohesive points. And of course, the police came up to him and arrested him. And of course, they were threatening him, and he didn't want to show identification and things like that, which is really great. I mean, the guy's got some huevos. And so the police are threatening him, well, if you don't give us your ID, we're going to have to arrest you. And so he basically said, okay, well, I'm not giving you my ID. And so he forced them into the position of allegedly having to arrest him. Turns out what they did was they hauled him into a police van, drove him around for 5 minutes, and then let him out. So they didn't
Same spot?
I don't know if it was the same spot, but they didn't take him to the police station. It was just an intimidation tactic to try to get him to give up his info.
They do that.
So not to say that you'll have the same results. You may end up in a jail cell overnight or for 58 days. You never know what's going to happen. It's all completely arbitrary. But it was very interesting to see that apparently if you've got a megaphone and you just chant mindlessly into it, you'll be okay. But if you actually say intelligent things, then the police will come and mess with you.
That was an observation at that time.
It was a very appropriate observation, and he had a lot of evidence to back it up. All right, so let's continue with your phone calls and talk. I believe Steve in Texas is on the line with a question for the guys for the Motorhome Diaries. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Jason and Pete.
Thank you for picking my
call. Steve, thank you for calling on your cell phone. It sounds awful. Let's try one more time. Are you there? Can we hear you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Better
this
time.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much for taking my call. I just wanted to start out by saying that Brian from New Hampshire, the victim of the horse theft, he made some comments yesterday about the phone that when one person talks and then you guys talk, that you can't really hear what they say. And I've got to say, yes, this is the case. And I thought it was my phone, but it doesn't seem to be. And,
well, we managed to get by for this long, doing the show as long as we've done. I apologize for that. I'll put you back on hold here, and we'll see. Actually, that's interesting because Brian was talking about when we were talking to him, through a different phone system than we're speaking to the current caller. So I don't know what to tell you. We've managed to do the show for 5 years straight, and everything sounded fine. So thanks for the suggestions. More coming up here. We'll bring him back. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% 99% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken their own validated pictures to prove they listened to the show. Also, we're now accepting validation videos. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to learn more about it and become a part of it if you are one of our lady listeners. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin. It's called Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It's a chewable vitamin. It includes fruits and berries that have tremendous health-enhancing qualities and contain hundreds of naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, amino acids, and lots of other good stuff for you. You can call right now and receive a one-week free trial. All you've got to do is pay for the shipping. It's a one-week free trial at 1-800-219-8874. It's Choose for Health, 1-800-219-8874.
Toll-free number here for us is 800-259-9231. We're going to go back to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're back on with Pete and Jason from the Motorhome Diaries at motorhomediaries.com. Go ahead. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right,
can you hear me okay?
You got it.
Yeah, I wanted to say, if the guys from the Motorhome Diary, how did you get back into the United States? Do you have your spy chip RFID, federal government compliant identification?
Yeah, Steve, that's a good question. Actually, when we were able to leave the Canadian checkpoint and go back to the U.S. checkpoint about a quarter mile south, we informed them of what happened. We were asked to step outside, park the vehicle, and answer a few questions. And a few questions turned into about an hour. And one of the guys there, a couple of them accompanied us back to the vehicle so we get our driver's licenses. And one of them, took his time poking around and rifling through some of the papers that the Canadian border bureaucrats had left out. But I don't know. All this stuff's on motorhomediaries.com. We have a pretty exhaustive overview of what went down, and it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're telling me that you have not complied with the federal government requirements also, so I do have some other principled people that are with me on this.
Wait, hold on a second here. Did you guys have passports is the question he's asking?
Yeah, in order to travel internationally, you have to have a passport, and so I do that for work.
You do not have to have a passport. Wrong.
He's what he said. You've got a kind of an iffy connection here tonight. But what he's saying is they're saying you have to have a passport. They're trying to posture as though you have to have a passport. They want everyone to believe it. But he has claimed that he has crossed the border now on foot. He's not done it in a vehicle, but he's crossed the border at least twice. You've called at least twice to tell us about it, and that each time they just try to intimidate you and lecture you about getting a passport, but you've never actually done it. I think we lost him. Thanks for the call, Steve. But that is basically what he was saying, and it'd be interesting to have people do some experimentation with this. One could claim that there's a kind of a period in which they're allowing people to come back without a passport. But how could they stop you from coming back?
It really is interesting.
They're going to let you come back eventually, most likely. It's just that they're going to probably take you aside for, as you said, it was an hour for you guys. Maybe several hours. If you don't have a passport, they may just decide to lock you in a cage to scare you. But inevitably, they're going to let people back in. If you've got a driver's license from the United States, odds are very good that eventually you're going to get back in. I'm not giving legal advice. It would be interesting for people to try this and actually see what happens. Steve says he's been doing it on foot down at the southern border, and he's been able to get through with just 15 or 20 minutes of dealing with these bureaucrats. So it might be an experiment for somebody who kind of lives up north near the border who has a video camera to kind of have fun with, if that's your idea of a good time. And for some people, it is. Let's continue with your calls and go to Rex in Nebraska. Rex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Rex.
What I was wanting to ask is that we've got all these great ideas of how we're going to restrain the government. I wondered what the young people, I'm an old man, I'm past 60, and I know that your show probably appeals to the younger folk, but what are we willing to give up? What are we willing to do to make this change?
Well, let's have Jason and Pete answer that question. The change you're talking about is a reduction of the role of government in people's lives?
Exactly.
I don't think of it as giving up anything, but something that I'm going to do and a lot of people are going to do is move to New Hampshire. And so it is a change of lifestyle, but I guess traveling around the country in an RV is, something that you change your lifestyle to be more free.
Yeah, and this is Pete. I would answer your question. I would say, who is the we you're talking about? I mean, this is all about individual decisions. We all have subjective, we all have preferences and have different timelines, and so it's up to the individual to weigh the costs to potential actions.
Well, exactly, and I can understand the so-called libertarian way of thought, which I guess that's how I would be categorized. But, it's up to the young folks. I am past 60 years old, and I really am putting the destiny of this country in your folks' hands.
Can I ask you a question? You said you're over 60. I mean, what have you done? I mean, have you been fighting for freedom? And and if not, can we blame you for the state of the of the nation?
That's not fair.
Well, I don't know. I am a Ron Paul organizer. I have got two sites in Nebraska where I've got groups together. We hold sign holding organizational things. I have tried to do the best I can.
And I appreciate that very much.
So I'll jump in here at this point and talk about the idea that your question was, what are the young people going to do? And I think that a lot of young people, while they're certainly well acquainted with technology, and that is certainly going to be a major factor, it already has been, in spreading the ideas of liberty. It's I think that it's the number one reason why we're here doing the show right now. I think a lot of young people don't have the same experience that you might. They've not been involved. They haven't been doing the sign wavings. They haven't been doing the protesting and the things that you were talking about. And so what will happen likely is they'll get involved and maybe with the Campaign for Liberty or the Young Americans for Liberty, whatever their entry point will be, probably less likely that it'll ever be the Libertarian Party because they're just more irrelevant as days go on. But
exactly.
whatever their entry point into the Liberty movement is, they'll probably find out that after they failed enough, that none of the old ways work anymore, that the ways of getting together and having a Tea Party protest and going out and shouting through a megaphone or calling politicians and begging them for relief, all of these tried and true methods of working within the system, they will probably come to the conclusion, and Mark, before you jump down my throat, I'm talking about young people that aren't in New Hampshire, but they'll come to the conclusion that, crap, this isn't working. The government's getting bigger. I've been spending a lot of my free time organizing these things. I've been out there pounding the pavement, getting out the message of freedom, and nobody's coming to these meetings. It's just not happening. The government's getting bigger, and the taxes are getting larger. The intrusiveness is increasing. I don't know what to do. And then they'll burn out. They'll disappear. They'll drop out of the system, and they'll get depressed and despondent about the future of America. That's probably what will happen to most of them, except for the few that actually hear about the Free State Project.
Or, and we're meeting a lot of these folks on the road, young people especially, they are just giving up on this great fiction that you call government. And they're not working within the system. They're trading with one another. They're, you know, spreading these ideas out of a voluntary society. And that's what I'm interested in promoting as much as possible.
Well, I would say that, you know, controlled resistance. We need to come out there and show them that we don't agree with them. That doesn't mean we have to get our AK-47s and be that aggressive, not to say that we won't get to that point, but we need to, you know, coalesce as a group of the same kind of thinking individuals, and we need to protest. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping that the young people of this country can do, because, you know,
telling you isn't going to work, and I thank you for the call. That I don't believe is going to be very effective. Protests, I think, are valuable only in the fact that it gets people together, gets them feeling like something's actually happening. It gets
morale's important.
It allows. I agree. I'm saying that's why it's beneficial. But I don't think that it will change the minds of the politicians in any way, shape, or form. Otherwise, we would have freedom now. There's been a lot of darn protesting. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIPad set. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Your show, and you can bring up what you want. Toll free number 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line 800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com and inviting you to enjoy it free because that's the way a good talk show website should be. So enjoy all those features. We give them to you. But if you like the show and you want to help voluntarily support us, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, and you'll get the products that you need at a great price. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. I just ordered another SD card for my video camera today because I gave my other one to Sam, because actually all of us went out and did a little bit of activism today here in Keene. Since you guys were rejected from the border as you were attempting to go to Canada for several days, I believe, isn't there a conference of some sort going on up in Canada right now? Let's give them a plug.
Yeah, that's right. It's called the Liberty Summer Seminar, mm-hmm. and it's run by our friends at the Institute for Liberal Studies. So it's liberalstudies.ca is a website. Check them out. It's a bunch of it's basically all the libertarians in Canada come there, and it's just an outdoor event. They have a bunch of speakers and bands, and it's great.
Sounds like it would have been a lot of fun had you been able to actually make it there. Unfortunately, you were turned around at the U.S.-Canadian border. MotorhomeDiaries.com is the website. There are videos of many of your experiences across the road as you've been traveling for over 3 months at this point in search of freedom in America, as you say. And you've been certainly finding a lot of freedom-oriented people who've been telling you all kinds of interesting things. People can see that. But where do you want to start the story? What do you want to share with our listeners about your experiences? Because as Mike, our caller, had suggested earlier, there's a very detailed analysis on your website at MotorhomeDiaries.com as to what your experience was yesterday. But can you paint the picture for our radio listeners?
Sure, yeah. Motorhome Diaries is a very free-willing operation. We usually just say we look ahead about a few weeks and lay out our itinerary. But we knew before we hit the road with this project that wanted to make the Liberty Summer Seminar. So we had that penciled in for sure, and we worked in events around that. So we knew we wanted to go to Canada. We were going to have some meetups in a few cities there as well. So we attempted to cross the border. We allowed for a three-hour buffer zone.
You got to do that when you're dealing with bureaucrats. You just know it's going to take forever.
Right. And Jason was driving. I was filming. And it seemed like the process was going pretty standard. Where are you guys going? How long are you going to be here? And then Jason was asked to pull over. So we got out and you know, we were ordered to go to the building, so we started to do that, and they told us we couldn't film, and Jason was later ordered to delete that film. But basically we were there and held for just over 5 hours, and, you know, we kept asking, are we free to go? We don't consent to this, and they cited, like, well, the charter gives us authority to, you know, search you guys and search your vehicle, and I said, well, what if they extended the charter 100 miles or 1,000 miles inland from the border, you know, would you enforce that?
Sure they would.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course they would.
Yeah.
They can expand their bureaucracy then.
Right.
If the charter said that they were going to cart people off to jail for, you know, no good reason at all, they'd do it.
Right. And so initially they started bringing in some literature from the Alliance for the Libertarian Left. A few of those guys were up at Pork Fest this past year, and they did mm-hmm. a pretty good presentation. But they brought that in. They brought a bunch of business cards from friends and allies, and they brought other literature. And they're basically just going through that, going through our website. I saw they were on Free State Blogs. And they're doing a bunch of investigation to find out exactly who we were, what we were about. And they initially thought they were going to be able to deny us entry based on having heinous propaganda. And we asked them to define that, and we were told to look at a dictionary.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, it's obviously just a purposefully vague term for the bureaucrats to be able to cast a wide net. But when it was all said and done, they cited another reason for our refusal of entry, an immigration reason, because we were of our Jones County incident. When we were arrested down there, which were, the charges are still pending, but
it doesn't matter. Apparently, the fact that you have been charged with something is enough reason for them to say you can't come here.
Well, they believe so. They said that if something was if you committed an offense in another area that would be illegal in Canada, then they have the right to deny you. And I said, well, we were only accused.
Right.
Isn't the burden on the state? And she said, no, the burden's on your shoulders. And I don't know. They were citing a bunch of erroneous things anyway. So I think they were basically just looking for a reason not to let us in.
Sure.
And, of course, all the Jones County stuff was bogus to begin with. But this would just be another reason that they need to be held accountable is, because we can't get into Canada now because of it. But according to the regulation, it has to be something that's also illegal in Canada that we were guilty of here. But Pete's charge was just having a beer in a dry county. There are no dry counties in Canada. But they just wanted a reason because, I mean, we, you know, stood up for our rights as much as we could and asked them questions, you know, and took copious notes. And so they just wanted some kind of reason to get us out of their country.
Yeah, they let us back separately a couple times to, like, well, to an interrogation room. And, you know, there was one time, you know, we were ordered not to take our cell phones or camera, anything like that. But one of the border bureaucrats asked Jason, you know, basically implied that he didn't even need to bring a pen and paper. You know, they didn't want us even taking notes of their actions.
Yeah, and something that we've outlined on the website is that this place is covered in cameras, and as you drive your vehicle in, you have probably like four cameras pointing at you. You know, we're doing a documentary. This mm-hmm. is, you know, this is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We film everything, and they did not like the accountability that we wanted to bring to their office, because if people saw what the border agents do, I can't see how they'd be allowed to exist like that. I mean, these guys are in, like, bulletproof vests, and they carry guns, and they carry, you know, batons, you know, it's
as
just,
though somebody that dangerous is trying to get into Canada.
Right.
I don't know. It's very strange.
Yeah, and, I mean, and these are the first people, these are the first Canadians that we meet when we go there,
right.
You know, and it's,
welcome to Canada, now obey.
Right, and of course they frisked us, you know, they touched me in my bathing suit area. I mean, it was
your mama told you not to let people do that, didn't
I know,
she?
And then the state thinks they can get away with that. But
and they will.
And, well.
I mean, what are you going to do? Sue them in their court?
Yeah, or fight back. I mean, they have all the guns, right? I mean, it's
exactly.
A very controlled environment. So,
well, and we've had a few callers allude to the whole it's going to come to violence someday tonight. We hadn't really jumped on it yet, but I don't really think that's an effective way to approach this situation, because that's what they want. I mean, they would like nothing more than for somebody to get violent with them, so they have the excuse to crack a few heads in, and of course they'll be seen as being completely legitimate, while you'll be seen as the psycho.
Well, they've mentioned this having guns on Border Patrol agents in Canada is a new thing, and so some people on some of the Canadian blogs that I was reading about this case said that they've got really, really dark ever since this happened. And yeah, I mean, I think that's
so their attitude changed because they're packing
now. They're packing heat, and they wear numbers on their uniforms, on their bulletproof vests. They will not give you a name at all. And they cited a border agent that was killed or something in the line of duty. I'm not so sure. But they use those things to escalate their power
mm-hmm.
And their authority over you. So, yeah, I agree. I mean, violence isn't the solution. You know, just our message is of peace, and they didn't like that. They didn't like our peace and liberty message and wouldn't let us cross the border.
Yeah, and we should underscore, this isn't just a problem when you're going across the Canadian border. This is a problem of nation states everywhere, of people who claim to, you know, have an authority over other individuals.
Which they don't, because authority doesn't really exist. It's just kind of this fantasy that they've told themselves, well, when I wear this outfit and this badge, then I'm in charge. And the reason you're in charge is because you've got a gang of people with guns and tasers, and you're not afraid to use them on people. It's really, that's all their authority really is when it comes down to, we were in the court today in King District Court. You guys joined us for some activism as Sam went in there, and you actually, Pete, had an encounter with Lance, who is the same guy that was responsible for arresting both Dave Ridley and Sam. This is the head bureaucrat, the head court security bureaucrat, and you had your video camera in there, and you were, of course, recording. You hadn't read their signage or anything like that, and so he said, well, you can't, you know, you can't record in here, and you'd asked him some questions, and I asked him a question about, you know, the obligation to obey that sign on the wall. Of course, he refused to answer any of our questions. And yeah, he knows what the obligation is. The obligation is him and his men in suit coats will put metal bracelets on you if you don't do what they say. That's the obligation. There's no consent involved here. I mean, there is the sort of the implicit consent that no one will do anything about this. Like the majority of people will just go along to get along. So there's that kind of level of consent. But it doesn't matter what we individually think about their policies. They'll just go and roll right over top of you and put you in a jail cell if you don't go along what they're saying.
Right.
Same thing at the border.
And the reason for that civil disobedience today was to go in and for Sam to get paperwork about his court case, which is coming up in probably less than a week. And they kept dragging their feet to give it to him. But all these things that we're talking about tonight, it's all about transparency, and government doesn't want people to be transparent, because if people knew what their government was up to, then I don't see how government could exist.
Mm. Yeah, and to tie all these things together, when we were when Lance was approaching us and telling us not to film, there was a woman working there in the office, and she was, you know, she didn't want her face to be filmed, so she was back up to the window. She would hold a file over a window.
Right. She's
and
very
she
upset.
Said, yeah, she said, I'm a government. This is just a job. That's what she said, trying to justify her actions. This is just a job. And if you're harming people and violating their rights, you should be held accountable.
Well, and besides that, I mean, her job is dealing with the public. And I'm sorry, I should be able, as a member of the public, should be able to bring a camera into a public office and film public officials so that I can show it to the public. What are we talking about here?
Seems like a no-brainer, but this is the situation we're dealing with. I know, Pete, you've got to run for a bit, but Jason, you're willing to hang out with us, right?
Let's do it.
More with Jason here in moments from MotorhomeDiaries.com. If you've got a question for him, dial in. Hour 3's coming up.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.